Bridget Rewati is from Matahu. That's one of five New Zealand artists. She's one of five artists who are presenting their work at the Venice Biennale 424, the largest number of New Zealand artists ever selected to present at the prestigious exhibition. She's with us for a kōrero today. Bridget, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā. Good to talk with you, Bridget. Kia ora. Obviously,
kia ora, how are you?
Good, thanks. I was at Te Papa and I looked at that huge piece. Yeah, and it was amazing because I don't know if I'd spoken with you, but certainly one of, if it wasn't you, it was one of your colleagues in that collective about it and hadn't seen it. And then I've walked into the gallery and there's this massive piece put together with sort of tie-down plastics that are used in the logistics sector.
It was so beautiful.
Truck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it did. Well, even the size and scale of it was neat. But look, that's just an example of the innovative thinking that you collectively had for that piece. But big ups to you. You must be pretty excited about being able to present some works at the Biennale this year.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited as a collective of four Māori women to be able to take our artwork to the Venice Biennale. It's one of the, I think it's the oldest of its kind in the world. It started in 1895, and so to be able to take our artwork that is, you know, predominantly about our weaving practices and our atua wahine, it's a really amazing experience. Well, it will be.
So the invitation is for the collective or for you as an individual artist, Bridget?
Yeah, it's for the collective, so for Mataaho, and so there's Sarah Hudson, Irina Baker, and Terry Tito, and myself.
Which is really neat. All of you live in different parts of Aotearoa, but are able to collaborate on these big-scale projects. What are some of the works you'll be taking with you? And in fact, when is the Biennale this year?
The Biennale opens on April the 17th. There's like 3 days of kind of celebrations, and then I think it opens to the public properly on April the 20th. We're under a sort of obligation at the moment where we can't exactly say what specific work we're going to take, so they're about to announce that I think in late February or March, but I can say that it's a big work and it is inspired by our Māori weaving practices.
It doesn't involve truck tie-downs, does it?
Yeah, I can't say.
it's wonderful. How many pieces are you taking with you?
Oh, just one very large work.
And will you get a chance to be there in person, the four of you?
The other three are going. I'm hapu at the moment, so I'll be giving birth around that time, I think.
Congratulations. How many babies have you got?
Oh, this will be my first. So,
well, congratulations. Double, exciting. Triple, quadruple celebrations for you then.
Yeah.
That's super cool. talk with us about some of your other personal artistic endeavours rather than the collective. You concentrate at times on photographic work, but how would you describe the mahi you do, Bridget?
Yeah, well, I really enjoy photographic techniques, and I really enjoy kind of the old school photographic techniques that would have been used in the early days of Pākehā settlement in New Zealand, and I really like to take those techniques and reimagine them from a Māori lens and be able to kind of claim autonomy and our sovereignty over our own images, especially the images of our landscape and our people. So I use kind of those older technologies like glass plate negatives or film and just make sure that they're coming from a kind of a Māori point of view rather than always having to look at these older photographs through someone else's eyes, I guess.
Who are the most famous Māori photographers?
Oh, that's a good question. There's some really great photographers, Māori photographers at the moment who also teach. So there's Natalie Robinson, and she just has completed her PhD, and one of the exciting things that she talks about is that the light that touched those photographs of our tipuna is like the photographs are a physical manifestation, and you can still, that is the light, like a physical form of it, which is kind of a really beautiful, somewhat abstract concept. But so there's Natalie Robertson and Irina and Sarah are also photographers. Ngahuia Harrison has got some great work. Connor Clark, there's some amazing photographers. And then there's also amazing kind of more documentary photographers like John Miller, who protest photographs over the years quite recognisable.
Very much so. When you say you like to utilise the techniques of yesteryear, I'm assuming you're using the technology of yesteryear as well. You know, in a time with super mega pixels, I mean, it raises the question as to why. Is there a quality that modern technology can't replicate?
Yeah, there's kind of like a textural quality, like film has a really high definition that some even really high megapixels can't quite achieve. And there's also kind of a magic of, you know, working in the dark room and then the negative reveals the image and you get to print it out and use your hands. It's quite tactile process, and rather than kind of looking on screens, you're physically making the photograph and working with light. So I find it really exciting.
Ka pai, Bridget. And pop groups come and go. The Mataho Collective has been rocking and rolling for a while now. How do you maintain energy levels, interest, and a sort of concerted effort as a lōpū?
Yeah, I feel like we've been having discussions around that and trying to limit the projects we do so that we can do them well and commit and honour the amazing invitations that we get. So we're trying to kind of slow down a bit and just really be considerate about our time and, you know, the time that we spend away from the people that we love so that we can commit to making these big scale artworks. And yeah, we're always learning. So it's always kind of changing and evolving.
Can you talk with us about one of, and I'm assuming you've got a number, but one of your favourite cameras and tell us about it and why it's important to you?
Well, at the moment I've got been working with a 4x5 film camera. So it's one of those ones with the bellows and that you kind of duck under a sheet behind it to take the photo, if you kind of know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Curious about how old that is.
Well, there's a new company that's been making them because they're, the old school ones are very heavy, but there's a new company that's been making them to make them a lot lighter, and they're made out of ply and kind of new fittings. So it's only a couple of years old, this one I've been using, but I've been trying to kind of photograph on different materials. So you can make different materials light sensitive from, say, ponamu or different types of stone. And I've been making that light sensitive and putting it in the back of the camera and making those into my negatives or making them into my photographs. And so the image that I'm taking a photograph of is directly on the stone or the surface that I've made light sensitive. And then I develop those. And it's a bit of trial and error. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But it's I think it's a nice way of trying to maintain the kind of Māori of the area by being able to use the materials from that place to photograph onto.
Well, congratulations. I'm pleased that things are going well. And, as you prepare for the presentation at Venice, mindful that you've got a super important mahi to do that will keep you from attending physically. But what I wish you and the collective, thank you for reminding us of their, you know, of their names. Otherwise, they're just part of a collective. But it's neat that you've individually identified them. And all the best, Bridget, with not just the mahi, with the artistic mahi, but also with the mama mahi coming up.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
Good talking with you, Bridget. Thank you.
Tāke.
Hei konera. That's Bridget Orewiti.